Till she died, she said, every day out of fright. Whatever it was. Anyway. So it's in these rooms I'm learning how to stay sober. We went to, I was to St. Thomas Hospital. I had a 4.5 week waiting list on it for the 3 women's beds. And Rosary Hall had to close their beds at that particular time because they were opening to 5 beds for women. So my sponsors decided nobody had ever died on them, and by God, nobody was going to start. And so we went to 2 and 3 meetings a day, 7 days of work for the first year I was sober once. I called and said I was too tired to go. Ha! Death isn't that quiet on the Then she'd suck in air. And when she sucked in air, you held on to anything that didn't move or you go whizzing through the phone cord. And she said to me, that's the most selfish, self-centered thing I've ever heard. If you think you're tired, what do you think we are? We'll be there in 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, I'm all excited. I'm going to another meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. But it's in these rooms I'm learning how to stay sober. It's in these rooms you told me you understood. And you tell me you understand today when the icky comes up. You know, it's in these rooms that I learned about the first drink. You invited me to sit in a railroad track and wail the choo-choo ran over me. And I said I'd be dead when the engine did. I couldn't do that. And you said, that's right, right on. It's the engine that kills you, not the caboose. It's the first drink, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, and it's like the dumb pickle. You know, you told me I'm like a cucumber growing in a garden. And one day somebody picks me and puts me in a big vat of ick. And how long am I in there? Days, months, weeks, years, who knows? But one day you haul me out and I'm no longer a cucumber. I've turned into a pickle. And there's no way a pickle can ever become a cucumber again. You told me to buy a jar of pickles and keep them on the second shelf in my refrigerator. So as a reminder, I still have a jar of pickles there today. You know, different pickles, different refrigerator, but it's still there. And sometimes today I'll open the refrigerator and I'll see that jar of pickles and I'll say, what step are you guys on today? If it works, who cares? I'll tell you, if I had come into this room and or any room of Alcoholics Anonymous and there was no laughter and it was like sackcloth and ashes, I wouldn't be here today. I love laughter. I remember the first time I laughed out loud. I remember the first time I cried. And how amazing. After all those years of not doing either. You know, and you got me started with the absolutes. Honesty and selfishness, love and purity. We use that those a lot up there in the Akron, Cleveland area. You told me I was a little too fuzzy to make any sense out of the big book. But you said, you know, those absolutes are woven like golden threads throughout the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the most important thing about those 4 absolutes is there's 4 questions that come out of them. That you should remember, you told me, before I made a decision or opened the hole in my face. Is what you are about to do and say right or wrong? Is what you are about to say or do true or false? Is what you are about to do and say ugly or beautiful? And more important of all, how will it affect the other guy? Help you, I will. Hurt you, I will not. The days to hurt people are over. Over. And then I got started on the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. 2 pages a day out loud to get it in here, 2 here, and down into here. Today I still read 2 pages in the big book out loud every day. I don't know how many big books I've gone through because I underline, I write in the margins. It's magic. It changes. It answers any question I've got. I'll tell you, it's the greatest love story I ever read in my life. It's a love story between people nobody wanted. Take a look around this room. And it's a love story of how God saw to it. The 2 men got together in a gatehouse in Akron and shared with each other. And look at us today. Gives me the goose willies. It really does.